It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. We have a room full of Concert Club members. Thank you all. And we'd like to welcome a really extraordinary band called Super Organism. They're in town to play at Emo's tonight. They were one of the real sensations at the most recent South by Southwest back in March. And they've gathered their forces today to come in and play music. They have a self-titled album that's out, and they make some really unique music. Welcome, Super Organism. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, hey, thank you
for having us.
What tune would you like to start with today?
Nighttime. That's the first song.
One, two, three, four.
Sleep is for the weak, and I gave into the mantra. The scene was staring lit, the face was propaganda. My router is a candle that ignites my sentimental sense. And I see how this is so dull, but I like the blue brittleness of the night time.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Of the night time.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Of the night time. Cherry boys, they were restless while those refills superimposed on a green screen. Your aim was web surfing and a range frame battling. I just wanted to be art crumb, sitting like a clot in my brain in the nighttime. In the night time.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
In the night time.
Live in Studio 1A with Super Organism here on KUTX 98.9. That's a tune that closes out their self-titled debut album, Super Organism. So we started playing your music back, I guess, earlier in the year, and you came to town for South by Southwest. And what kind of interested me at first was you were based in London, but the members were from all over the globe. And then I come to find out that you all connected online. Is that right?
Yeah.
So could you explain how that worked out?
I mean, that's, I'm assuming that that's how everyone meets nowadays. So like whenever, when we started the band and people were picking up on the fact that we met online and thought that was a cool thing about the band, I was like, you guys are weird. Like that's how everyone meets nowadays. So I don't know.
Yeah. But it was over like a 10-year process, kind of, where some of us met ages ago and then slowly added more people to a friendship group, basically, and then started a band.
So I guess music forums were involved and then YouTube was involved and other social media. And so, yeah. It's been completely important to our formation. Yeah.
So was there any one thing that finally crystallized that y'all needed to be at least in one place together?
It was the fact that other people liked the music as much as we did.
Yeah, like when we put together our first song, which was Something for Your Mind, and we put that out, we really had no expectations. Like Orono was still in high school in Maine at the time. Sol over there was living in Sydney in Australia, and the rest of us were in London. And so we just kind of did it as a recording project just for our own amusement. And then we put it out and it started to get so much attention that we were like, well, we should probably make some more songs. And then, it just kind of snowballed from there. And eventually we were signing a record deal and preparing to release an album. And, you know, it's easy to make music over a long distance. But obviously, in order for us to be playing live, we all needed to congregate eventually.
Mm-hmm. So now you're all based in London.
Yeah.
So when you had that initial song out, you had never all been in one place playing together.
No. Yeah, I mean, B and I met Orono in March last year in person. And then Sol came over to London in, was it September?
And the album was done by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sol and Orono met in person for the first time like a few months after the album was finished. Yeah. So it was
we're here with Super Organism. They're playing at Emo's tonight. You've noted that your residence is a nonstop pop production house. And you have a real kind of interesting for some of us creative process of you all kind of work separately and send things digitally to each other and somehow it all comes together.
Yeah, despite the fact we're all under one roof now, we still kind of work in our own rooms and then use the internet again to send files to each other. So that's just how it is. We don't have to speak to each other ever when we're at home.
So, well, now that you're kind of together in a band and you're out on the road, how does that affect the creative process for you?
Well, I don't think it really has affected it that much, apart from the fact that, you know, when you spend time around people, you inevitably influence each other in certain ways. And I think that that increased amount of time that we spend around each other and the things that we expose each other to, that influences the direction. But it's kind of hard to say, you know, when you're kind of in the zone of creating stuff, it's only really with hindsight, I think, that you're able to kind of pinpoint where the crucial moments are, I think.
We're here with Super Organism, and you mentioned Something for Your Mind, which was your first kind of single. Would you want to play that for us?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk. Sir, to trash, I kept the sketch. The coca candy straight from Japan. Hologram, and she was never as mean. I think you know what I need to get by.
Something for your mind.
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 Something for your mind.
Mind.
a sociopath. My love, we pray, I'm a cliche. Make way, I'm in my Pepsi mood. Mama needs food, how about a barbecue? For us, the bourgeoisie, so carefree, remember when we... I don't know what you need to get by.
Something for your mind.
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 Something for your mind.
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 Mind. Mind.
Something for your mind.
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 Something for your mind.
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 Something for your mind.
Superorganism live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. So you have members from all over, from England, from New Zealand, from Korea, from Japan. Do those kind of ethnic backgrounds affect how the music comes out, or is this more of a kind of a universal endeavor?
We think it's a result of globalization and the rise of the internet, going back to the internet, funnily enough. But I personally think that some of our backgrounds have had an influence just in terms of the music that we've been brought up with, I think. So we cover a lot of different genres and types of music. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's funny though. I think the internet's got this ability to kind of strip away a lot of cultural context, because, you know, you can be growing up in the UK or New Zealand or whatever, and, you know, you discover something like Pavement and it sends you down a whole rabbit hole of influences. And I mean, you can do that anywhere now. It's not really confined by, you know, what your local record store stocks.
Yeah.
Well, in that sense, you all may be cutting edge, as they say. Superorganism has been our guest. They're at Emo's tonight. You can get tickets and info at emosaustin.com. I'd like to thank Cliff Hargrove, who has been our engineer. Jake Perlman is our in-house engineer, and we have a large multimedia crew today, so we'll have some great video up on our website at kutx.org. Julia Reeves, Jorge Sanhuesa Lyon, Gabriel Perez, Salvador Castro, Rene Dominguez, and Nick Griffith. And a great big thank you to our den mother, Deidre Gott, who produces and books all the live music here in Studio 1A. The group's going to do another song offline, and we'll have the whole set up on our website at kutx.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and again, we'd like to thank our concert club members for coming in today, and hope you've had a unique experience, especially those sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks again to Superorganism, and best of luck to you all. Hopefully we'll see you back. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.